2 Chronicles chapter 4. And he made a brazen altar. Its length was 20 cubits, and its breadth 20 cubits, and its height 10 cubits. And he made the sea, molten, 10 cubits from brim to brim, round all about. And its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits encompassed it round about. And under it was the similitude of oxen, encompassing it round about, 10 in a cubit enclosing the sea round about, 2 rows of oxen, cast when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And its thickness was a handbreadth, and its brim like the work of the brim of a cup, with lily blossoms. In capacity it held 3,000 baths. And he made 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right and 5 on the left, to wash in them. They rinsed in them what they prepared for the burnt offering, and the sea was for the priests to wash in. And he made 10 candlesticks of gold according to the ordinance respecting them, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. And he made 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. And he made 100 golden bowls. And he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid the doors thereof with bronze. And he set the sea on the right side eastward, over against the south. And Huram made the pots and the shovels and the bowls. So Huram ended doing the work that he made for King Solomon in the house of God, 2 pillars, and the globes and the capitals on top of the pillars too, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 globes of the capitals which are on top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network, to cover the 2 globes of the capitals which were upon the pillars. And he made the bases, and he made the lavers on the bases, 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under it. And the pots, and the shovels, and the forks, and all their instruments did Huram Abiv make King Solomon for the house of Jehovah of bright brass. In the plain of the Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zaradatha. And Solomon made all these vessels in great number, for the weight of the brass was not ascertained. And Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of God, the golden altar, and the tables whereon was the showbread, and the candlesticks with their lamps to burn according to the ordinance before the oracle of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs of gold. It was perfect gold, and the knives, and the bowls, and the cups, and the censers of pure gold, and the entrance of the house, the inner folding doors thereof for the most holy place, and the doors of the house of the temple of gold.